Chapter 41. And he took me to the temple, and took the measure of the uprights, 6 cubits wide on one side and 6 cubits wide on the other. And the door opening was 10 cubits wide, and the side walls of the door opening were 5 cubits on one side and 5 cubits on the other, and it was 40 cubits long and 20 cubits wide. And he went inside and took the measure of the uprights of the door opening, 2 cubits, and the door opening, 6 cubits, and the side walls of the door opening were 7 cubits on one side and 7 cubits on the other, and by his measure it was 20 cubits long and 20 cubits wide in front of the temple, and he said to me, "This is the most holy place." Then he took the measure of the wall of the house, which was 6 cubits, and of the side rooms round the house, which were 4 cubits wide. And the side rooms, room over room, were 30. There were inlets in the wall of the house for the side rooms round about, for supports in the wall of the house. The side rooms became wider as they went higher up the house, by the amount of the space let into the wall up round about the house, because of the inlets in the house, and one went up from the lowest floor by steps to the middle, and from the middle to the upper floor. And I saw that the house had a stone floor all round. The bases of the side rooms were a full rod of 6 great cubits high. The wall supporting the side rooms on the outside was 5 cubits thick, and there was a free space of 5 cubits between the side rooms of the house, and between the rooms was a space 20 cubits wide all round the house. And the free space had doors opening from the side rooms, one door on the north and one door on the south, and the free space was 5 cubits wide all round. And the building which was in front of the separate place at the side to the west was 70 cubits wide. The wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all round and 90 cubits long. And he took the measure of the house, it was 100 cubits long, and the separate place and the building with its walls was 100 cubits long, and the east front of the house and of the separate place was 100 cubits wide. And he took the measure of the building in front of the separate place which was at the back of it, and the pillared walks on one side and on the other side, they were 100 cubits long. And the temple and the inner part and its outer covered way were covered in, and the sloping windows and the covered ways round all three of them were of shakeef wood all round from the level of the earth up to the windows, and there was a roof over the doorway and as far as the inner house, and to the outside and on the wall all round, inside and outside. And it had pictured forms of winged beings and palm trees, a palm tree between 2 winged ones, and every winged one had 2 faces. So that there was the face of a man turned to the palm tree on one side, and the face of a young lion on the other side. So it was made all round the house. From earth level up to the windows there were winged ones and palm trees pictured on the wall. The altar was made of wood, and was 3 cubits high and 2 cubits long. It had angles, and its base and sides were of wood, and he said to me, "This is the table which is before the Lord." The temple had 2 doors. And the holy place had 2 doors, and the doors had 2 turning leaves, 2 for one and 2 for the other, and on them were pictured winged ones and palm trees, as on the walls, and a threshold of wood was on the front of the covered way outside. And there were sloping windows and palm trees on one side and on the other, on the sides of the covered way, and the side rooms of the house and the thresholds.